proud of our country, Southern Californians celebrate America's 248th birthday. With countless star-spangled banners flying everywhere from homes to hats, even on furry friends, Californians celebrated the country's 248th birthday on the 4th of July. From fireworks along bays to concerts in parks. From boats decked out in red, white, and blue motoring in parades. To marching bands, colorful floats, and military tributes along the streets, the holiday was celebrated in Southern California. Huntington Beach Parade. The Huntington Beach July 4th long weekend events draw an estimated 500,000 people from all over, according to the city. One of the main attractions is the parade. This year, the city welcomed its 120th 4th of July parade, celebrating the country's independence, freedom, and diverse communities. Debuted in 1904, the parade has been a cherished tradition among Orange County residents ever since. It's an honor to participate in the 120th Independence Day parade celebration, Mayor Gracie Van Der Mark told the Epoc Times. I am humbled to serve as a mayor of this deeply patriotic city where family, freedom, and community are core values. Ms. Van Der Mark said it's also important for people to understand the meaning of the celebration. We're not just celebrating the actual 4th. We're celebrating our Independence Day and our Declaration of Independence. We're thankful for our forefathers who had the foresight to write that special document, and here in Huntington Beach, we value and respect the freedom it offers us, she said. The parade spanned over 2.5 miles, starting on Pacific Coast Highway, passing Huntington Beach Pier, and continuing onto Main Street. It featured various floats and over 100 local groups and organizations, including military veterans, law enforcement agencies, nonprofits, marching bands, elected officials, and more. Hundreds of thousands of people lined the streets to enjoy the parade, with some arriving hours early to secure prime viewing spots. Lorraine Ross, a Huntington Beach resident for 37 years, brimmed with pride and patriotism, telling the Epoc Times' sister media NTD Television that she loves watching the parade grow bigger and better each year. Additionally, she expressed her deep appreciation for being an American. To have the freedom to worship Jesus, to have the freedoms that my children and grandchildren have, and to live in America. We are really one of the best countries, and Huntington Beach is a great city, she said. Master Sergeant Peter Gutierrez with the U.S. Air Force told the Epoc Times that this year marks their 15th time participating in the celebration, and they always bring special young guests to ride with them in small jets during the event. We take these little jets to children throughout the year with Down syndrome, autism, diabetes, cancer, leukemia, or children with disabilities. We give them rides in the planes in the parade, he said. He also said he's grateful for the freedom the country enjoys thanks to the sacrifices of his fellow enlistees and that the Air Force is happy to connect with communities through such celebrations. Freedom is not free. Someone had to do some work so that we could go ahead and live here in the United States, he said. We can come out and show that the Air Force does community involvement. We're not just doing our time in the military bases. A group of Mexican dancers from San Bernardino riding on horseback brought a different vibe to the parade. This is our 10th year coming to this parade, said rider Raul Maldonado, who's also the superintendent of Palmdale School District. It's a great opportunity for us to be proud of our country and to make sure we celebrate the fact that we are an independent, sovereign nation, and we get a chance to celebrate and be thankful to God and to our family and to our community. Some fresh faces in this year's parade were from Christ Lutheran Church and School in Costa Mesa. Pastor Drew Ross said it was fun to bring students to participate in such grand and meaningful events. It's fantastic for the kids to be able to see so many kids from around the city and wave hello to so many of their community members on a big day like the 4th of July, he said. Introduced by MCs as a fan favorite, adherents of Falun Gong, a spiritual practice first taught in mainland China in 1992 that follows the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, dressed in bright yellow marked one of the parade's highlights with their colorful and peaceful procession. The parade is just one event in the city's six-day celebration of Independence Day. the city estimated that approximately 500,000 people attended, or will attend, the July 4th festivities, including the parade, the Surf City 5K, and fireworks launched over the iconic Huntington Beach Pier. Coronado Celebration. To honor the heroes who fought for the country's independence, Coronado, a naval town on a peninsula in the San Diego Bay, hosted its own parade, highlighting military groups and veterans. Now in its 75th anniversary, the parade, the largest in San Diego County, draws people of all ages, from in and out of town, to celebrate freedom and America's values. We're home to one of the largest naval bases in the continental U.S., so our city is very patriotic year-round, Mayor Richard Bailey told the Epoch Times. We understand just how important patriotism is, and we understand what it takes for the men and women to keep defending it, keep maintaining our independence and our freedoms. Mr. Bailey said that what has kept the celebration going for decades is the city's true patriotism. We don't celebrate patriotism just once a year, we don't take pride in our nation just once a year, he said. Because it's something that we embrace year-round, it feels very authentic and that's why people want to celebrate here in Coronado. Andrea Kennedy, who has lived in the city for 8 years and has made the parade a family tradition, was joined by friends from Minnesota this year. We love the Coronado 4th of July parade. It's a great time to get together with friends and family and cousins, said Ms. Kennedy, who's also a military wife. John Powell, another resident who lives nearby, said today's celebration reminded him of the great opportunity that America offers to all people. What I like the most about, besides freedom, is the idea that anybody can come to the United States and do something great, Mr. Powell told the Epoch Times. You don't have to be part of the establishment. Everyone has a chance to be great in the United States and make their own way and be successful. Jane Young and John Fredericks contributed to this report.